guest in the studio today, regular here on Valley FM. I've got Jeff Bullard, the President of the Tuggeranong Community Council. Welcome, Jeff.
Good afternoon, Glenn. It's always a pleasure to be talking with you.
Well, it's great to have you in here and to do whatever we can to promote the work of the Tuggeranong Community Council. And the big event, if not the event of the year, is coming up for the Tuggeranong Community Council, and that's Southfest, which is on in about 3 weeks on the 15th of November. Where are we at with Southfest, Jeff?
Well, Southfest is coming together really well. It looks to be a really exciting day as far as being able to connect Tuggeranong community, and that's what Southfest is all about. It's to try and understand what's available locally within the valley and the various organisations that that serve the members of the community. So to me, it's that really big day of showcasing organisations, excellent opportunity to connect. If you're looking for a new activity about joining up with these organisations, we also are going to have features with a lot of the markets, so the small artisan type markets around the activity, which I think will offer a variety of goods. Perhaps some are a little quirky and those sorts of things.
So, but that's good. There's a people are. I think you're interested in seeing quirky things because you know you go to regular shops or the chain stores or whatever. It's the same thing no matter where you are. So something a little bit quirky, a little bit local is good.
But we've got a range of sporting clubs coming down, and a number of those will be doing modified come and try type activities, so they can get an idea of what those sporting clubs have got on offer. As I said, lots of community groups that will be down there. We've got some who are trying to sell some very interesting messages about campaigns that they are trying to get up and engage with the people.
So can you give us a flavour of that? What are some of the groups that are trying to raise awareness and maybe a little bit of energy for some of the issues around?
A lot of people around the sustainability, and sustainability is always one of the major themes of Southfest of looking after our environment, whether it's our waterways or the environment around in the way of fauna and fauna that around the area. So we'll have those clubs down there.
Because Sea Change is very, very active.
Sea Change is an incredible organisation. Yeah. They've got a lot of tentacles that kind of come out and as an umbrella organisation. They provide the infrastructure to allow a lot of these smaller organisations to successfully operate. But Sea Change and their electric bike library is going to be one of the features of our e-transport hub. So we're having a look at what transport means for Tuggeranong into the future. And obviously I think there's going to be still a lot of individually owned vehicles to travel around, but they are going to be right through the electric bikes. So Sea Change and bringing down their electric bike library, so people can come and have a look to see what's on offer and those sorts of things. Actually, have a trial. We've got a little bit of space set aside for them to try those out. We've got a range of electric vehicles, so people, and particularly not just the sedan type vehicles, but also getting into electric, fully electric, and also plug-in hybrids. About people looking for work type vehicles, ranging all the way up to Transport Canberra's bringing down an electric bus. So if you've got any questions about the workings of our electric buses that are becoming more prominent on the roads down here, it's an ideal time to come down and talk to them.
But yeah, so there's a couple of good groups there because the Electric Vehicle Association, if that's their name, they sort of come along with their cars and their owners that are happy to talk about there.
Well, we've got a bit of a clash with electric vehicle owners. They've got a national meeting on, so we're hopefully we'll have a few down there, so we're relying a little bit more perhaps on some of the dealers there, but the dealers are not really there to sell cars, they're there to sell the idea of electric vehicles and what they are and the options that come with them. We've got a consultancy company who is going to come down and be part of that whole e-transport hub about offering advice on all things solar, so not so much selling of things, but providing advice and ideas and the infrastructure that you need to get electric vehicles into place, whether it's in your own home or whether it's in the apartment blocks and those sorts of things, should be good. We've got Electrify Canberra there, who are great crusaders.
Yeah, we had, who was it we had on to talk about that the other week? He spoke down at the TCC meeting the other week. I've just got a block. I can't think of her name at the moment, but she came.
Sarah Reed.
Sarah, that's right. Sarah came in, and gave a fairly passionate account of Electrify Canberra.
Oh, yeah. I see Electrify Canberra pop up in all sorts of consultation, and they are very active. And I think telling, you know, a good story and connecting people to, you know, this new technology and how it works through. So I think that's going to be quite an interesting part to it. But, you know, at the other end of the spectrum, we're looking very much at providing free activities in our kids' zone, and, you know, whether it's, jumping castles through to face painting. We've got particular attractions there in the way of some hands-on reptiles that kids can come along and have a look at and have a talk and learn a bit more about the environment in which we're living. So,
So there's a lot there, and it's, you know, people who are sort of trying these things out themselves or have adopted them themselves, and they're happy to share their experiences. So, that's quite a good thing, in terms of the various, groups and organisations, whether it's Electrify Canberra or the cars or the bikes or the buses or, whatever. So that's good. And then places for the kids to sort of burn off a bit of energy. That's good too.
We've got the two stages going again and they are kind of jam-packed with entertainment throughout the day. So we're operating from 10 o'clock through to 4 o'clock on the 15th of November. So full stage programs for both stages. And we've also got a range of wandering entertainers throughout the precinct. So I think there's lots of there.
Yeah.
We've got our food street, so a variety of interesting food to come along and to try out also down the laneways.
Have you closed off registrations for stall holders now? Or
we have, and we're kind of just tidying up. So if you're really, desperate to be part of Southfest this year, give us a ring. We may be able to find a spare slot just as we're kind of curating everything as things go together. But basically we're trying to lock everything down and make sure that we bump in on the day to have a good setup and easy to get around.
Yeah. So what's the footprint going to be this year? Where is it actually going to be?
The footprint will be Anchortel Street, so basically down in front of the South Point Shopping Centre, through the laneways onto Collishaw Street, so basically from the community centre down to the library and the college area, and the whole of the car park, which is officially called the Collishaw Street Car Park, but it is nicknamed as the Health Centre car park. So
that's the one opposite McDonald's there.
No, down the other
end. Further end, down the other end,
The one opposite McDonald's tends to get known as the Selvo's car park because of the Salvation Army on the corner there. So we've actually moved car parks this year down to the other end, and hopefully that'll provide a bit more parking and access from people coming up from the south.
Well, that raises the next question. So in terms of parking, so there'll be that car park that you just mentioned will be available, which has got limited capacity. There's obviously the South Point car park. But Is there other sort of parking going to be available? Or
there's the two big, or the two big car parks, the Salvation Army car park, and also the car parks as you go north of the site. So there's a lot of parking in there. Obviously, the South Point Centre will have their parking available. And then there's basically the street parking. So it'll be interesting to see how we go. But I don't think parking is going to be a problem.
No.
There's always the access coming in by bus because we're right adjacent to the bus interchange there. So
yeah. Okay, well, that sounds good. So that's easy access by the bus and plenty of parking around, so it should suit everybody. The weather last year was fabulous. Hopefully it'll be like that again this year. Is there a... Did it go ahead, rain or shine?
We will attempt to go ahead, rain or shine. Obviously, if it becomes a safety hazard, we'll have to curtail our activities. But as long as it's viable as far as public safety goes. Yes, we will be there.
Excellent. Okay. Now, as big as Southvest is, that's not the only thing that the Tuggeranong Community Council's involved in at the moment. There's a few other things bubbling away in the background. So do you want to touch on some of those, Jeff?
Yeah, good. The Tuggeranong Community Council is very much an advocacy group for the people of Tuggeranong. So we're always out there trying to explore issues and to connect people, particularly the residents of Tuggeranong, with the government programs that are going on, and making sure that the voices of the Tuggeranong resident is heard in those plans. So our normal monthly community meeting, which we hold on the first Tuesday of the month, so our next one is on the 4th of November, and we've got our guest for that night is Yvette Berry, who is Deputy Chief Minister, Minister for Health and Early Childhood Development, Homes and New Suburbs, and Sport and Recreation. So quite a wide variety of portfolios there. So having the Minister down, and whilst the Minister will provide us with a brief on her various portfolios, she will also be available to respond to a range of questions. And the sorts of issues that we do see coming up, whether it's about the education facilities within Tuggeranong, the sporting facilities. Have we got enough sporting facilities? Are they the right type? Are they accessible to people? These are the sorts of questions that people can come along and basically put straight to the Minister and find out about them. So excellent opportunity, and we're very pleased to have Miss Berry come down and join us on the 4th of November.
Yeah, and there's a good chance. I mean, you get pretty good turn-up from the other, our local representatives. We've got five local members and at least three or four of them are fairly regular attendees.
I think we're well connected with our local MLAs, and we treat them all equally. As far as that goes, so each meeting we offer the MLAs from Brindabella the chance to have a 5-minute type briefing on the activities that they have got on their agendas that they see are the issues, particularly for Tuggeranong, but obviously for the whole of the ACT. So that's excellent opportunity.
Yeah.
It's also a chance for those local members to listen to what's going on, and they'll remain through the presentations. And actually, when we have guest speakers on various issues, they will contribute to it. So last month we did a look at where we're up to with the development of the Monero rock quarry at Royella and the development of that. And that's a major project just across the border, but that's got implications for ACT and Tuggeranong in particular. But one of our MLAs was there and contributing to the discussion and providing feedback on where the government is up to and dealing with those sorts of things. But that's an ongoing issue, and that particular issue with the Royal Inquiry and its impact, and issues such as the increased road traffic on the Monero Highway, are all going to be issues that are going to affect Tuggeranong. So,
because it's a little bit, I mean, it might be called the Royal Rock Quarry, but it's really only on the other side of the hill from Theodore, isn't it? I think from the map.
It comes right down onto the railway line, which is the boundary between the ACT and New South Wales. The actual proposed route for the trucks coming to and from the quarry will actually be out onto the Monero Highway. So they'll cross into the ACT and then into the Monero Highway and go up to that road. That's going to have some serious issues as far as ensuring the safety of people using the Monero Highway in that area, and also ensuring that the trucks themselves can operate safely and effectively along those roads there. But that will be subject to a development approval yet to be processed through the ACT. But the quarry itself is actually a New South Wales project, so our involvement in that is very much working with the New South Wales planning apparatus to make sure that the views of Tuggeranong and the ACT are heard in that New South Wales planning forum.
Yeah, because it might be on the other side of the hill, so not really a line of sight, but, quarries by their nature are dusty, noisy places and whatever, and, you've got explosions going on and the dust and whatever blowing across suburban areas that will impact.
I think the major issues that are going to be there are there's concern about the dust and the silicon from that dust getting out, and that dust will be carried in the air, but also will be carried across and coming off the vehicles coming out of those sites. So there'll need to be some careful controls in place. There's also concern about the impact. The quarry itself is using a lot of water in there, but that runoff water has the possibility of getting into the Tuggeranong waterways, and actually if you track the flow of them, it will come through and actually flow into Lake Tuggeranong eventually. Mm. So are all those concerns actually understood and managed through? So there is a range of issues in there.
Yeah, because the bit of New South Wales it's in is there's not a lot of people there. There's some like lifestyle blocks, I suppose. But as I said, just on this side of the hill, there's full on residential development. So, the train line being the border between New South Wales and ACT is not really a barrier. It's really just an arbitrary dotted line on a map. And, we are part of the same environment. So it really literally is in our backyard, isn't it?
It is. And I think it just raises one of these issues about when you've got a major development on the border between New South Wales and the ACT, just how the planning systems make sure that the concerns of residents on both sides of the border.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's a big issue, and it's good that the our local reps are onto that. They're coming onto the meeting and are prepared to engage in the conversation about that, because that is their job and their role to do that. I would note too that we passed a bit of a milestone this week in that it's 12 months since the last ACT election. So that's, if you've got a minister coming down next Tuesday, not tomorrow, but next Tuesday, and probably a couple of our local members, it's a good opportunity for people to reflect on the last 12 months and any questions or comments or feedback or views they'd like to share with the minister and any of the other reps that are there. Those milestones are quite good at sort of focusing the mind on, okay, well, what's been achieved? Where are we going? How's it working?
Well, we're a year into a four-year term.
Yeah.
So this should be where the activity is going on and working through. So, I think to come down and, as I said before, have the opportunity to raise a range of these questions directly with the the Deputy Chief Minister. It is an excellent opportunity. And,
yeah. And it's very valuable for them, for the representatives. So, you know, they're getting it from the community, not just advisers or public servants or whatever, who have a role to play and who provide good advice by and large, but they've got their own perspectives on that. They're not necessarily the residents that are affected by decisions. So it is a good opportunity for people to engage with their elected reps.
I think it's a chance to talk to people, you know, firsthand and to hear from them. And as part of the meeting, you know, the opportunity to speak directly with our local members is an opportunity that a lot of places just don't get to have.
Yeah, no, that's good. All right, the other issues that's bubbling along across Canberra broadly, but could also affect Tuggeranong, is this issue of water quality and a few incidents involving dogs on the other side of town. So do you want to provide a Tuggeranong perspective on that, Jeff?
The water quality is always an issue, and the Lake Tuggeranong will no doubt be shutting down again with warnings health warnings for humans about contact with the water, because we'll be into that blue green algae season as it comes up. But some of the probably more worrying reports have been the loss of some domestic dogs from the north side attributed to blue green algae. And obviously, you know, like Lake Tuggeranong is a great resource, and there's lots of pets that are walked or dogs that are walked around the edge of the lake, and it's a matter of making sure that their humans are well aware of the risks those dogs could have from contact with the lake water with blue green algae. The ACT government will publish safety warnings for human contact with the water, but they don't actually publish risk warnings for contact with dogs into the water. So it's, if you are walking your dog around Lake Tuggeranong and you think you see blue-green algae there, then my advice is make sure that your dog just stays well away from it, both, you know, just going up and drinking it or actually going for a swim in it.
Mm. Okay, and we were talking a bit before off-air, so Jeff and the TCC are engaging with the relevant people in the ACT government about water quality issues and so on, to make sure that we're well advised, you know, down here about it.
Well, we're hoping to have representatives from ACT government talk to us by the end of this year. There is a consultation phase coming out on the next plans for water quality for Lake Tuggeranong. And that also goes back into the catchment areas that feed into Lake Tuggeranong. A lot of the lake's problem is nutrient load, and that needs to actually be stopped at the source, not trying to process it within the lake itself. So we are offline. We are talking with representatives of the ACT government to understand what is being proposed in that consultation period, and it'll probably be pretty close to the end of it, but we're hoping to have in December a presentation on what's next for Lake Tuggeranong as far as the management of the water quality in there, and particularly trying to address this ongoing problem with the blue-green algae and kind of shutting the facility down so that the locals can't enjoy it.
Yeah, so it's a complex issue because, you know, you've got all of these residential blocks, people fertilising their gardens and other things, and all that sort of running off into the stormwater and finding its way into the drains, and the water quality is going to be an issue, you know, no matter what. They put in all those rain gardens, I think they call them, don't they, to try and filter out some of those contaminants before they get into the lake, but they can only do so much, can't they?
Well, there's been a lot of work on the rain gardens, the retaining ponds, of diverting storm water so it actually gets absorbed into the ground rather than straight into channels. There's been the renaturalisation of the drains away from kind of concrete line drains into more natural grasses along the edge, so it slows the water down and allows a lot of that nutrient that gets into the water flow to be retained and effectively consumed by those native grasses and that. So that's a very important issue, but there's also discussions, and it'll be interesting to see what this new proposal will bring forward in the way of trying to reduce the nutrient load going into the lake and how we hopefully get it back to a pristine environment that people can enjoy.
Yeah, all good work. And, just note that the Tokunong Community Council is a non-government organisation. It's a volunteer organisation that looks after the interests of Tuggeranong, and as you said at the start, an advocate for the people of Tuggeranong, and it is very active in its engagement with the decision makers and the influencers in in that government sense, not social media influencers, but the people who shape the thinking of our decision makers, and so that's a good thing. We're very well served by that, I would venture to say.
Well, it's quite interesting. As the Tuggeranong Community Council, people keep on confusing us with a council that you may know in other parts of Australia, but we are very much an advocacy group. We do receive some support from the ACT government. We are very strictly non-political, so we're not aligned with any political party, and that's very much written into our rules. So none of the leadership team within the Tuggeranong Community Council is aligned with a political party. So I think that opens up the discussion, and particularly when we've got our local members visiting, it's kind of neutral ground that they can come in and express their views, and people can speak without worrying about, kind of the formal politics of it.
Yeah, no, it's a good body that does some good work. As I've noticed, as I've sort of been a bit more interested in it and focused on it in recent times, it's quite amazing what it does. So well done on that. Any final comments, Jeff, before we wrap up?
No, just remember Southfest on the 15th of November, 10 to 4 in the laneways and Tuggeranong Town Centre.
And to help us remember that, Jeff's going to come back in next week and we'll have a bit of an update on where things are at with that and what's coming up for the next meeting, the Tuggeranong Community Council on Tuesday. So thanks again, Jeff, for coming in. You're always welcome to come in and have a talk about what's happening in Tuggeranong, because that's what we're here for. Okay.